Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Obviously, you are familiar with our website, djnewstyleshow.com. And if you're not, you now are, okay? You got it? Burn it into your fucking brains and just keep it there in tow. With me, as always, a bald man. A stout-hearted bald man named Frank. Frank the Germ Freak, how you doing tonight?
I was doing okay until 5 minutes ago before I was insulted, but I think I'm okay now.
You were insulted?
I was insulted a little bit.
Okay, well, I mean, we do have something which is amazing. This doesn't happen very often.
Yes, and who made it happen?
Frank, you've delivered a guest for the DJ New Style Show.
I'm looking forward to him.
I am as well. Your guest, the last guest you got us was a guy from a website where he
fucked thegeek.com.
He fucked girls with scabs. Like his claim to fame is that he fucked someone with diseases just because.
Right.
And he filmed it and put it on. And he lives in a regular neighborhood. That was the quality of guest that you had delivered. up until today, when I found out that you were able to land somebody who was on national television as a contestant on a very popular game show, The X Factor. Now, Frank, you are a fan of this show. You watch this show?
I wasn't going to be a fan because I stopped watching American Idol. Six, seven seasons ago.
Sure.
But, I figured, what the hell, it was on at a convenient time, started watching it, and I'm hooked.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted because I'm cracking a can of Miller Lite, or Miller High Life Light. I only own one can of this. I don't know how I have it. I didn't seek it out, I didn't purchase it. But at this point, my alcohol preferences are that of Sarah T's. If I have it, I'll drink it. So X Factor. Wow, this is really bad beer. X Factor is pretty much in the vein of American Idol, correct?
Yeah. I don't know which came first, because I know they both started, I think, in England, so I'm not sure which came first. But it's another one of Simon Cowell's deals. So yeah.
Another one of his deals. Now, who is our guest tonight? Why don't you...
I think we have... And you know, somebody who I was simply mesmerized by his appearance, and as were all the judges and the audience. And his name is J. Mark Inman.
J. Mark Inman.
I think he goes by J. Mark or something like that as well. He hails from the great state of Massachusetts.
Yes.
And he sang the song Creep on American Idol. And, that's who we have as a guest tonight.
J. Mark Inman, welcome to the DJ New Style Show.
Hey.
How's everything going tonight, buddy?
Man, it's kicking it here, chilling style. You know, it's like hanging with my homies, and they've been like old lads.
You are basically really popular for having been on that show. Not necessarily... No, I think the reason why a lot of people have taken to you is because for those of you who have seen his performance, it's not your average everyday. Just I'm gonna sing a fucking Whitney Houston song.
Love Whitney Houston. I'm putting my bad sounds. What bad what?
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Like that, not like that.
This is why people love you. It's because you're strange. You're a little bit odd, and I think that was enough to basically after you performed to stand everybody up in the crowd. The judges.
Oh, well, just...
am I wrong? When you performed, you got a standing ovation.
Yeah, I wrote three, actually. I got two in the middle of the songs and like one later.
Oh, they actually did. They stood up a few times.
Oh, did you? Huh? I'm here with them.
I really don't.
Are we lost?
I'm sorry. Yeah, we are. We are right now. I know that you.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm on the radio.
Well, not really. You're on the wires of the internet.
The internet.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be a bit differently then.
Well,
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
You had called in extra early. You seem to be very excited to be on the show. And I have to thank you for that. And thank you for coming
You're
on
welcome.
As well.
I'd like to start at the beginning.
Yeah, let's start at the beginning. Frank, you have any...
Now, are we going to talk to the real J. Park, Mark Inman? Are we going to talk to his alter ego or what?
J. Mark Inman is 160 characters. It says so right in his Twitter.
That's right. You are correct.
His,
I apologize.
His Twitter, by the way, is just the letter J, Mark with a K, and then Inman, I-N-M-A-N. J. Mark Inman. Welcome back. I don't know what exactly you're doing. Do you just are you the type of guy that shifts in and out of characters as they just hit your mind? Is
well,
that what it is?
Yeah. How about you?
Typically, I just I generally just talk as
have
myself.
You been LARPing recently?
Have I been what?
I haven't been LARPing enough. Oh. I want to LARP some more.
Oh my God, he's
Steve?
Actually.
He's Steve?
He's reading the chat, and he's heckling.
No, I'm not. I'm actually not reading the chat right now. I want to know where Steve is.
He's heckling Steve the LARPer for having what amounts to the worst name in internet history, and I couldn't love you more for that.
But J Mark, can we just talk about the beginning, if you don't mind?
You're a graduate student, 31 years old from Massachusetts.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, I just received my first doctorate.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So, what basically inspired you to even try for this? I mean, a lot of people have that inkling, but not too many people take the plunge.
Well, I can't take all of the credit. I would have to say Zeta organization has something to do with it. Thank you.
What organization?
What organization?
Zeta.
Zeta?
It's a Greek alphabet.
Oh.
From the Greek alphabet. Like, it's in the middle of it, actually. It's like our Z, but it's in the middle.
Are you on any medication, right?
I don't have to talk about that.
No, Mark, tell me how it began. Tell me the process. Where was it at? In Newark? Or where was it located? Where were you at?
Well, I don't know how much of this I'm allowed to say because, I'm under NDA.
Because what?
I'm under NDA on that until, like, Christmas.
Non-disclosure agreement?
Mm. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I made a very, very pleasant trip to Newark, New Jersey.
So you went, you went to Newark.
Mm-hmm.
Did you bring any black friends with you for protection?
Well, of course I did. I love black people.
Okay. Who doesn't?
So tell me...
Frank doesn't.
How the auditions start. I mean, obviously, how did they... Are there pre-screeners? Were there people who saw you before you went on stage?
I'm sorry about that. I didn't understand what you just said.
Were there pre-screeners? In other words, were there people who saw you...
Oh, were there pre-screeners? Like priests? Because you're trying to do a pun on me. All right, let's see here. Yes, there were some pre-screeners there, actually. And that's not my favorite thing.
Just so I know,
I wouldn't say that's my best line.
I would definitely say
that I have enjoyed a little bit of pre-screening before, but not in life, because I like to LARP.
This is J. The Mark Inman. Are you doing a Kermit the Frog impression? What
no,
are you
I
doing?
Think it's Yogi Bear.
Oh. Okay,
no.
So...
Hey, boo-boo, that's Yogi. Huh?
Wow, so you do impressions, right?
No.
No, you're just fucking around here. But so you went down to Newark, New Jersey, and how many... I don't even know what the fuck this is. Okay, hold on. all right, so as a regular dude from Massachusetts, how many auditions do you have to... Do you have to go through before you're on stage?
Man, you're gonna do that card on me? All right, dude. Like, I had to go to this Fountain place down the Fountain Road, and then I went to Newark, New Jersey. It was fucking rad there, man.
I swear to God, I didn't do anything. He hung up. Can we just say I have no idea what happened to this guy? Like, I really want to. Here's the thing. I really want to know what it's like what his experience is like. But I don't necessarily know exactly what he's doing. He's got to be trolling, right? This has to be some kind of instance of trolling. Oh, he is calling back. I guess we'll try it again, Frank.
Yeah.
Is this J. Mark Inman?
Who?
Okay, who are we speaking with?
Who are you?
My name is Ken.
Hey, Ken.
How are you?
Good. Which one of you is the fat guy?
That would be Frank. Can you
like be the character that you were when you were on stage?
What?
Can you be the character? I know you're 180 characters, but can you be the character that you were when you were on stage?
No, you can only put 160 characters on Twitter.
Oh,
140. Right. But
could you be the character that you were on stage just for a few minutes?
Wait, who was I on stage? Oh, J. Mark Inman?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Yes,
Napoleon
that guy.
Dynamite.
Is that what you were doing? Is that you were doing an impression?
Oh my gosh! Of course, I was dancing. You know, who else wouldn't I be?
Why didn't you go with some kind of a Jamiroquai number?
Probably because Jamiroquai isn't really in my repertoire.
A little too crazy.
No, I would say that Jamiroquai is okay, but I didn't really get much into them after the Cactus album was dropped back in like, I don't know. My friend actually wrote his own Cactus album. Doesn't matter.
Okay. So, I mean, you got to understand where we're at with this right now. Like, we are completely baffled as to what the fuck we're doing.
We actually
to be perfectly
know,
honest.
We actually are curious to know.
I'll tell you what to do. Stop throwing the N-word around like that.
What? What's the N-word?
Niggers. Just don't do it the way you were doing it in the last show. You like 2 shows ago. It just wasn't nice.
Oh, I said it twice in reference to what a lot of older people call nigger heaven.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that, man.
It's like the fourth floor of a building.
Yeah, I just wouldn't if I were you. Hey, you know, not on like line or anything like that. I would put it in quotes, like to be like, hey, don't say that word.
Okay.
But like, I just don't think it like works unless you're like rapping or something.
Do you rap?
I do rap, but I usually don't put it in my raps. I did in my first album, but I used the word wigger in conjunction with it.
So you called somebody a nigger wigger?
No. I called myself a honky wigger.
Oh, and then you rhymed it with the word you don't want me to say.
No. It was more like, hey, honkies, niggas, and Jews, we're hanging out kind of thing. We're all just, like, chilling and having a good time, you
That's
know,
good.
Like we are now.
Yeah. I mean, we're
so
all
it was
we're
like
all
it was like
out.
That.
Frank
but
is
I
actually
like
a Jew.
I wouldn't, like, say that to, like, someone's face to be, like, confrontational about it.
Frank is so Jewish that one of his bedrooms is papered with Star of David wallpaper. Isn't that true, Frank?
I have one of those things on my door frame for the good luck.
I have one as well.
Mahuzba.
Yeah, he pretty much looks Jewish, actually.
He does.
Now, I'm actually not Jewish, but that's irrelevant.
Well, I wouldn't call Judaism irrelevant.
J-Mark, are we allowed to talk about stuff here or what?
Oh, yeah, I want to be a real guy now. Okay, hey, Frank, what do you like to do? How's your living situation?
Well, listen. Are you able to talk about the show or not? I'm just curious.
Oh, which show?
Frank, he wants to know about your living situation. Tell him about
your
living situation.
I'm married with children is what I am.
I love that show. Boring. I love it.
Oh, okay.
I liked it especially after Marcy married Jefferson Darcy. That was my favorite era.
I like the Jeffersons, too. You know, that was cool, like, after Archie Bunker, like, you know, and all that stuff.
Would you say you're fascinated by black culture and black cinema and music and TV?
You want me to be fastidious?
I'd like you to just be a human.
I like a lot of culture. Yeah.
Okay. Well, just okay. I singled one out. That's me. Like that's like me saying, "Do you like hot dogs?" Like, yeah, I like a lot of food.
Okay. I don't know. It's kind of a general question, so I'm giving you a general answer.
It wasn't really. It was quite specific when I said, "Do you like black culture?"
True. Do I like black culture? Yes. I don't know what that means. It's a very general question. It's like you're generalizing an entire group.
And then and then what I said was cinema, TV, music, crime.
Sure. I like all that except for the crime.
Awesome.
But, you know, to tell you the truth, not everybody does that, and it's not even a part of their culture.
I understand.
If you understand black culture, in my opinion, is more about like basically being a bit confrontational. Okay, so maybe we're being black right now.
Okay. Have you ever come up into an argument with a black person? Have you ever been involved in that?
I think we're getting off track here.
No, you know what? I want to ride this out like a terrible acid trip and just see where it takes me. Frank, don't you agree? I mean, we've tried directing it. Why don't we just go with it? We're not in control of this right now. Mr. The evil genius behind
it. Give it some fucking rap, he's going to put some music up.
You see, Frank, now he's British. You see what you did? He's fucking British now.
If I was being like all my friends and my homies, I'm at the sort of.
Now we can't understand him because of you, Frank. Congratulations.
I'm talking about friends and my homies, Davna.
Just fucking cool it, Frank. Let him steer this ship.
Yeah, so I'm going to put on my fucking tendencies a bit. So I'm going to go on my Twitters. I'm just going to put on my Have No Life videos. It's not muted. Now, how's this go? I fucking can't figure it out on their minds with that. I'm just going to do it later. Oh, I got my fucking Requiem up here. Yo, when I wanted to kill myself, I meant to have CDs. And I was like, well, maybe I'll stay alive for my CDs and all. You know what I mean? Because, like, I don't want to fucking die this week, you know, so maybe I'll stay. And then my fucking girlfriend leaves me after I finish my fucking CD, and I fucking like won't kill myself.
I'm gonna guess lithium. I'm gonna guess lithium, Frank. Would you say what kind of pill do you think he's been prescribed?
Whatever it is, it was double.
I'll use fannies.
Well, no,
use two guys. Oh, you know that part about that elephant masturbation? Oh my gosh, I love the fact that you love masturbating elephants. That was like my funniest part of your episode. They fucking masturbate with elephants. I'm like, that's like you two are gay because you're like with the gay elephants.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that I was the guy that fell to his knees and cried and proclaimed that he had no life. Isn't that what you did when you left the show?
No, you're right.
And after your first audition, didn't you very passively look off to any key grip on the side and say, I made it!
Totally caught me.
I made it!
Totally caught me.
Hey, guys, I made it!
Oh, my God, that was the name of my single, wasn't it? I Have No Life? Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw your video. You made a video you were in a parking lot in a car. Was that your most recent video?
Yeah, that was it. That's pretty much it, man. I've got nothing.
Awesome.
I wanted to ask you a question. When you when you were on stage and you announced what song you wanted to sing, and you said the song "Creep,"
yep.
Paula Abdul, after you said the word "creep," she said "fitting." I don't know if you heard that. And I wanted to ask you, how did that make you feel when she said that?
I laughed.
That was good.
And it was embarrassing.
But I gotta say, that was a pretty good robot you did. Pretty good robot.
Mesmerized by your dancing. I mean, you know, you did this thing where you were like pulling like a rope of some sort, and I found entrancing, if that's even a word.
Yeah, I like to hypnotize you.
Yeah.
And you hypnotized the audience as well because you got a standing ovation.
Yeah, three of them actually.
It didn't work the second time though.
Oh, check this out. You might not like it. It's my newest release that I'm going to put out on October 31st. Is that too loud or is that...
That's perfect. Sounds great. You heard it here first. October 31st, this digital download will drop. And you can buy this. You can purchase this.
Yeah, you can purchase it on like iTunes.
It's called I Have No Life by J. Mark Inman.
Exactly. And it's going to be on like iTunes. It's going to be on like, I don't know, like a bunch of those other ones. So iTunes should be good enough for everybody, I would hope. But I have a feeling that like Steve Jobs is dead and they're not really accounting, right?
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to see any money from it anyway. So whatever, just don't buy it because I'll die anyway.
Yeah, but then it'll be worth more to have that on your computer, right?
Yeah, you guys can like make money off of me after I'm dead, yeah.
I don't think I will. Somehow, I don't think I will.
Okay.
Wow, I am in a tizzy. I am in a fucking tizzy.
I wanted so much to talk about his realm.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. Something real that doesn't have to do with race relations or pedophilia.
No,
or anything
I don't
like
even
that.
Care about that. I want to know.
Well, I didn't mention pedophilia, did I?
Don't ruin it.
No, I said safetyphilia earlier.
I don't recall.
It's all right, but listen, J-Mark, listen to me.
What's that?
When you auditioned for the show, were there pre-screeners?
Yeah.
Okay. How many pre-screeners do you go through before you get the okay to go on the show?
Can I give you a guess?
Sure.
Well, there's two levels of that. So there's the official
when
level.
I don't know how many people are online there. A couple thousand
the
people online.
Level. If you gave me how many times did I have to sing in front of people before I got on the stage?
Exactly.
While I entered a competition,
right?
Yeah, I would say it was like 20, 30.
Really?
Yeah,
that's pretty astounding.
Wow.
And then I got to the stage for the quote unquote first audition.
Wow.
And that doesn't include anything I did before I consider myself auditioning, if that makes sense. Like I went to this like local idol competition like near here in Massachusetts. And I just basically just like fell into it that way. And it was kind of like suggested Inception style that I auditioned for X Factor. So that by that time I was pretty almost ready at the end of that. And then I went to New Jersey and I only got through to the second round in New Jersey. I got the golden ticket, but I didn't get through to the next round. So I decided, well, I don't really know what to do next, but I can't give up now because I'd already been through all that other stuff with that smaller competition, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't win that. I kept on coming in like second, third, or losing, but it seemed kind of like different, like something was going on, something was happening, and I just decided to go with it. And then I went to what's it called? Chicago. And Chicago was awesome. Got all the way through three pre-screeners there, including some of the executive producers.
It's pretty cool.
And
at any point were nerves taking their course? I mean, were you nervous?
Oh, yeah.
Throughout this?
Oh yeah, very nervous.
Are you typically a nervous person? Like, could you perform in front of a crowd?
I can perform in front of a crowd, but I'd say like I'm naturally nervous. You know, I shake a lot. You know, when I did my at Indiana University Jacobs School of Music, I did my what's called an upper divisional. I pretty much just kind of blew it, got a B because, you know, a B is really not good. You have to get an A to, like, really be doing well with piano. And I was trying to make it as a composition major, but they make us all play piano, too. So I kind of messed that up a lot. And you know, I was shaken because I was just on so many medications that they were giving me at the time. You know, I wasn't on, like, lithium that long, but... for me, it was a really bad drug because I had to take all this blood from me pretty often, and it would make me vomit.
How long were you on medication for? Like, how long of your life was spent medicine free?
I didn't start getting better until I got off of it. I'm sorry to interrupt you there. I didn't let you finish the question.
That's fine.
But I know what the answer is. Basically, I was on it for so long that it just started fucking me up so much that I had to just stop it. And I realized that my life was much better before I was on any of the medications and that the medications made it worse for me. And then when I stopped it, I had to go through withdrawal processes.
Now, Frank, you could relate to that, right? I mean, just recently.
Yes, I've been a Zoloft prescriber for 20 years.
And you just gave it up out of the blue.
I didn't give it up. I decreased my dosage because I felt like I was living my brain was like tunnel vision of my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, those Zolofts give me seizures.
Jesus. What is it that caused you to go on the medicine? Was there some traumatic event or?
Well, nothing really big. I was just kind of searching for friends and looking for people that could relate to me in my life, and I wasn't really finding it, so I got depressed, and by the time I was, like, 16, I just pretty much just didn't really have a breakdown, but it would have been if I were on those medications, because It was pretty much just a normal teen angst kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they put me on the medications, right, during that time when I was about 16, yeah, and fucked me over.
Dude, 16 is the age, from what I'm hearing.
I had a breakdown at 19.
Yeah.
When I was 16, I spent every single day.
I'm going to get real for a second. See, I love fucking 16-year-olds.
Nice. Congratulations.
Now go.
When I was 16, I actually spent every single class in high school asleep. Absolutely asleep, yeah, and didn't really care. Didn't need to be awake, and it was just a real depressing time. And I think that's a common thing for a lot of people. 16 seems to be that magic age.
Yeah. Yeah, it was that age where, like, you come into being and, like, you're just kind of like, whoa, yeah, you know, what's happening? And you don't really know who you're going to relate to, and you've got to find someone to do that, and it's tough, you know?
Absolutely.
It's tough. It's a tough year.
It is.
Junior year of high school, absolutely. Absolutely tough year.
Yeah, and I think that if I had gone on medication, it probably would have been a lot worse. But for whatever reason, yeah, I didn't do it, like, and I didn't go to therapy or anything.
I missed my entire late teens, and I missed my entire 20s, man. And now I'm like, what the fuck just happened to my life? I didn't get to have fun at all.
I mean, you're 31 years old. It's not like you're, you know, ready to retire.
I'm actually 32 now. But I look younger than I did on that. Yeah.
When you were 31, the world was your oyster. Now it's done. Over the hill.
Right, exactly. And that's how I'm afraid.
Yeah. What are you afraid of?
I am afraid. You know, I'm afraid of, like, what people think of me. I'm afraid of, I know I gotta have thick skin, but I really don't. I'm afraid of, like, I really thought you guys were setting me up tonight.
I know, that's why you did the voice for 20 minutes. We
weren't. Yeah.
We absolutely weren't. I'm glad that you didn't set us up by continuing to do that. I appreciate that.
No, I'm going to give you real stuff if you're real with me.
That's what I told you before we even did this.
Right.
Right?
Right, exactly. So
that's good.
How's Joe doing anyway?
Joe's fucking great. I don't know who Joe is. Who the fuck is Joe? My mom?
Yeah.
Joe Mama?
Who is he?
Bringing it back to depression times, 16 years old.
I've been actually producing music since I was in Bloomington, Indiana. I'll tell you some real stuff here. This is some good stuff. I started back in, like, I would say 2000. Actually, my first production was a rap production. I basically just kind of threw together some open sourced backing tracks and just rapped to it. And then I just did a cover of a already released song called Purple Pills by
D12
and Eminem and all them. So,
yeah, I mean, that's good. That what pretty much sparked you along this path of wanting to pursue music as a career?
No, you know, I started that when I was really young. Like, when I was like 10, I wrote my first song, and I'd say by when I was 12, I wrote my second song. Because it took another 2 years to really get it through my head that I could do it.
Mm.
So when I was 12, that was pretty much when I decided, okay, I want to write music.
Yeah. So you've had it in your mind for quite a while to do this. This is something you've been wanting to do, but you still pursued the usual path of education and something to fall back on, pretty much.
Yeah. Exactly. Went to IU Jacob School of Music, but there was a problem there. Like I said, you know, all these drugs were getting to me, and I just decided, okay, well, I'm learning a lot, but I'm not making it through these bureaucratic hoops. So I'm going to create my own loop. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I researched schools, and I noticed that in Europe, they have what's called the Bologna Protocol, and the Bologna Protocol allows people who are worthy in their education to basically declare themselves a bachelor's degree and then study for a master's in Europe. It's obviously only the people who can convince a school to do that, and that's mm-hmm. probably the hardest part. So I went over to this, like, Harvard rival in Switzerland, studied with Yves Lambois, a bunch of philosophers, including DJ Spooky, actually, who is, like, really rad, Paul Miller. We were just hanging out in the Swiss Alps, you know, and he's DJing, and he was DJing to just me one night. It was just me and him, and he's DJing, and I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck is going on in my life? This is so awesome that I got DJ Spooky, that subliminal kid, just like giving me a private concert with his music.
And you're in the Alps, and you did this
just... I mean, there was bartenders there, too.
Yeah, but you did this to basically get a pretty exciting way path to a degree, more or less.
Yeah, so I got my master's degree, and I also got... I got ABD. I declared myself...
I have ADD, too.
Oh, yeah. I declared myself emperor.
Emperor of what?
Cool.
Because I think
Michael Jackson's still alive.
You really?
So, like,
you
I think figured I can't do King of Pop anymore.
So you're the emperor of cool. And out of respect to MJ, who you believe is still alive.
Well, I didn't think he was when I declared it that I was the King of Pop, but I think he might still be. So I'm just like, just maybe he is, because I saw him like 3 weeks later after I declared it. So
were you on any medication when you saw him?
No, I was on shrooms.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll do it. I think everybody who's ever done shrooms has seen something that looks like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here you are. Now 31 years old, and your chance
32.
Well, at the time, 31 years old, and now you you seize your chance to do this. You go through the trials, you go through all the 20 different performances and the different cities, and now it's your time to go on stage for the supposed first audition. What the hell is going through your head? When, I guess previously you'd just been performing to a handful of people, small areas, is that right?
Yeah.
Now you're going to step in front of an arena, what seems like an arena, and four very famous people, and you know it's televised. What's going through your head right before you step on?
Well, you know, I'm pretty much just like, okay, I'm ready.
That's it.
That's pretty much it. That's going through my head. Okay, got to do it. I'm ready. And then whatever happens, happens, and go with it.
Mark, I'm sorry to interrupt, but were you telling the truth before when you said that there's certain things you can't tell about the show?
I think so, but I don't know what.
Oh,
it's safe to say that no industry insider is going to hear this fucking show. I think that's a safe bet.
Okay.
If they do, you know, Mark is just doing his thing as somebody who's been. You know, removed from the show. That's what he's doing. He's telling us.
Yeah.
He's telling us people that you know, some of the people might listening might want to follow in your footsteps and go for their dream. They might want to be on the next season of X Factor. They don't know.
I don't think anybody would want to do this again.
Really?
Like, I mean, unless
here I am trying to build your appearance as something that might be positive for the show, but now nobody would want to do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, if they did it, it would have to be like American Idol again.
Now, why is that? What about American Idol was better than X Factor?
Well, it wasn't better. I think it's kind of boring in a certain respect because it is those cookie cutter like factories in a certain, because you don't get any like real like songwriters coming through out of it, which is
true.
Unfortunate.
That's true.
I mean, I consider myself a real songwriter in addition to a performer.
Well, you did come on with your own backing track, which is more than I think anybody on American Idol has ever done. You've produced your own background music and you performed to it. You danced and sang,
and you played the air guitar, which I enjoyed.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he had a riff in the digital track, and he perfectly executed the Wild Stallions Whirlwind. Guitar.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, when I play air guitar, the world fucking hears the echoes of Lady Gray.
Yes, absolutely. I felt that exactly.
At any point when you were on stage, did you feel that you were going to fuck up at all, or you did what you thought you were going to do?
I can't even remember who Lady Gray is, so I'm just going to like riff on that for a minute. Like, okay. I'm riffing on a guitar.
Okay. Sure.
I have a guitar here. I could like plug it in. What do you think?
You can do whatever you want to do. I'm letting you know that right now.
You got Carbon.
Carbon.
I'm just gonna plug in my guitar. You can do whatever you want while I plug it in. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. For those of you who are confused at the difference in the show from the beginning to now, we're still talking to J. Mark Inman. His Twitter address is J. Mark Inman. That's Mark with a K and Inman with one N.
But this is the real J. Mark Inman, I think.
It is. It absolutely is.
Yeah, you got me.
The genuine article. He's here, and he is, I guess... Oh, Jesus. He's plugging in the guitar.
Yeah. If I had someone like help me tune a bit.
Okay, yeah, you know what? Maybe the guitar isn't the best idea. What if, what about this? What if I were to play some kind of an instrumental, and do you think you could riff on it and make a song up with that instrumental if I were to play something? Oh, Jesus. Eat your heart out, Simon Cowell. Look what you could have had on week 3.
What's that? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'm just pointing out Simon Cowell could have had this on week 3.
He could have
had
this.
Well, he fucked up. You're gone, right? So, I mean, you could have done this exact thing on the next episode.
That's not what I would have done, though.
What is it you would have done?
What song would you have sung next if you were to go through?
If I went to the judge's house, you know what I would have sang? I would have sang You Know You're Right by Nirvana.
Why don't you give us a little taste of that?
Hold on, I gotta actually get this reloop thing going.
Yeah. It's important.
Let me go to a different kind of thing.
He's gonna tune it. How quickly would security usher him away? I smell lattes. I feel a mist on my face. You've just taken me.
Yeah, I just turned off the guitar because it's out of tune.
You've taken me to Seattle.
I would have never guessed it was out of tune.
You've taken me to Seattle right now. I see vagrants. I smell coffee. I see a salmon being thrown in the background.
You know what my favorite place to get coffee is when I drink
Starbucks.
Coffee when I'm Scientologist?
Where is that?
I like to get it at Seattle's Best, owned by Starbucks.
Yes.
I think we should have more Seattle's Best, where instead of shutting down a Starbucks, where it should be shut down, just put in a Seattle's Best.
I think there's actually more places that sell Seattle's Best than Starbucks.
Yeah, that's how I'm thinking about it.
Because Burger King uses that as their coffee, and so does Subway.
Oh, man, I fucking hate going into Burger King, man.
But you can drive through and get that goddamn Seattle's Best.
Oh, I found my Intune guitar.
Hold on, I want to ask you a question, just so we can get the best way. Because you're my age, and the best way I can get a feel of who somebody truly is, if they're my age, is to ask them a couple of questions. When you were a kid, what was your favorite breakfast cereal?
Blueberry.
You lived in an area where they had fucking blueberry, really?
Yeah. Blueberry was very hard to come by in this neck of the woods.
It was like goddamn treasure. Yeah.
Count chocolate and Frankenberry all you want. Blueberry, not easy.
Blueberry was like you'd have like as readily available as fireworks. Like if you went on vacation, you could bring it home.
And you could say and never would you find Fruit Brute.
What the fuck is Fruit Brute? They had Fruit Brute.
Yeah, Fruit Brute was the fourth cereal in that thing.
I will never bother you.
Yeah, you will.
Fruit Brute.
You're listening to the musical stylings of J. Mark Inman. You know you're right. J. Mark Inman. Oh, here he is.
Yeah, I would have done that at the judges' houses, except for I would have done it at the piano.
Yeah.
Are they really the actual judges' houses, or are there other houses?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, you didn't get there. I would suspect it's not their real houses.
I don't know. It's like maybe people would they're editing it or something.
People would be too tempted to take something.
Yeah.
Like a bottle cap, something inconsequential that was just happened to have been left around. Okay, good. You can sense that the music just goes through his veins, can't you? Everybody's got to have a love song. So what are your plans now that you're off the show? You're building a following online.
I was thinking of playing an original, that one I call Horsey.
You call it Horsies?
It's just a C major chord.
A horse C's. But aren't you afraid that people will steal that? Because it's very easy to play?
Well, Stravinsky once said that all of our major, all C major things haven't been written yet or something like that. I don't know. You have to look it up because I don't have it in front of me.
Stravinsky said something
really cool about majors.
Descartes said, "I think, therefore I am."
Did you know that Frank Skintag said, "This motherfucker is retarded"?
Oh, is that a tune?
Yes. I just thought we would quote all the geniuses. Can I ask you, can you put down the guitar? Oh, okay. I can't fucking do it anymore. Frank, are you, what do you say?
All of them around.
What do you think, Frank?
Give it a little more.
You think so?
Yeah, we ain't got nothing else.
No, my hand is itching.
Huh?
My fingers are itchy.
No, don't. Mark. I mean, you did ask me to sing something.
I didn't actually.
Mark.
Just yell at him. Yell at him. To stop.
Mark! Mark! Mark!
I just had to cry.
Mark! Mark!
Mark!
Mark!
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Right.
J. Mark Inman, everybody. That's the musical styling of J. Mark Inman. Follow him on Twitter
Not really. That's just me riffing off on a guitar. I don't even play guitar, man.
Can I ask you...
Do you live on your own, J. Mark, or...
What?
You live on your own, or...
Sort of. What does that mean? I live in, my dad's basement.
So you essentially live with your dad?
Yeah, but I got my own space. It's not really that cool. I'd like to be the Emperor of Cool someday, maybe.
Well, you've already crowned yourself the Emperor of Cool.
Well, right? The Emperor is, it's a process. It's like Zeta Organization. It's not really like...
Are you like the Sergeant at Arms of Cool?
Maybe Prince. That's really pretty cool.
Okay. Well, Mark, I gotta say... I think we have a good idea as far as who you are and what you're trying to do. One more question, though, because you said Booberry, and that is definitely something. The answer I would say for someone who's an original, because Booberry is so hard to get. The other question,
it was tough to get. I think you can find it easier now, but
yeah, they have it at every Target now, like it's special.
Yeah.
The thing, by the way, it's at Target like it's special. Like everything at Target is fucking special. Dollar fucking toothbrushes. Anyway.
And I had some Tricks today. Tricks were really awesome.
Tricks were good. Until they ruined it by shaping it like the actual fruit.
And Lucky Charms. Yes. Never forget Lucky Charms.
Now, here's the thing that I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of your favorite cartoons when you were a young child?
Beavis and Butthead, obviously. I brought that up earlier.
But you were 12 then, right? 13? Like, what about when
probably,
you were...
Simpsons?
Simpsons, that you were nine. Nothing before that?
Let's see.
Were you ever into He-Man?
Yeah, I liked He-Man.
Masters of the Universe, Frank. Don't cheapen it.
That was some cool stuff.
Don't fucking cheapen it, Frank.
I apologize.
Okay, so you...
I mean, it's kind of like Conan slash, like, Barbarian for, like, without swear words and stuff.
Yeah, to be honest, I was a big fan of that, and then I found my He-Man Christmas Special VHS tape, and I decided to take a trip down memory lane, and
cool.
It wasn't actually as cool as I thought it was.
No.
In fact, it's...
No, but, you know, if you watch She-Ra... You can just kind of like get off.
Well, that was the special where they introduced She-Ra. But the problem I didn't remember like He-Man's voice because I was so young. He's got like an infomercial guy voice. Come on, She-Ra! We need to get onto Battle Cat and fight Skeletor. Yeah, it was absolutely terrible and pretty gay.
She-Ra, we need to get over to Battle Cat.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I can't do it as well as you.
Oh,
sorry.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. But yeah, and then it was actually pretty latently homosexual. Like, they're wearing fur underwear and fighting with swords.
Well, you know, if you think about the Smurfs, it was also blatantly communist.
Really? Why was it communist?
Well, the guy who created, and excuse me for not remembering his name right at the moment, but
That's fine.
I guess, he was a profound Marxist.
Okay.
And...
Ooh, Papa Smurf?
And there's nothing wrong with Marxism, okay? There's a difference between Marxism and totalitarian communism. I think we have to make the distinction to be real.
Well,
about
obviously.
Our politics.
Obviously,
yeah.
We do.
And so for me to basically say that it's communist, it really was, because you're dealing with, like, there's one female who was an infiltrated system. She was like an experiment.
Yeah.
But, like, they're actually asexual beings. And that kind of, like, drones them out in a certain sense. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't mind being a drone if there was, like, hundreds of Smurfettes.
Yeah, that's true. But what do you make of Gargamel? Is he simply representative of Jews?
He represents capitalism.
Gargamel is capitalism. And what is Azrael, his cat?
That's a good question. I haven't really thought of it that much.
Is he just a fucking cat? It's probably just a cat.
Yeah, it's probably just a fucking cat. That's rad. Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
They wouldn't be able to sell this without some kind of a pet involved.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you think about it, like, that's his money.
The cat is his money.
Yeah.
And his money terrorizes the people.
Right, so maybe
he holds his money against the people.
Oh, so if they're asexually reproducing, check this out. If they're asexually reproducing, they can reproduce themselves.
Nature finds its path.
Exactly. I never saw the movie, so I don't know if this is how it ends, but it seems as if they just regenerate all the time and Gargamel just keeps eating them.
It's true.
With his cat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe Smurfette was born in an amphibian egg.
Maybe I represent Gargamel. Maybe I am Gargamel.
Are you, in
maybe
fact, Gargamel?
Myself in my Gargameling world view. And I'm just kind of Gargameling all the time.
So do you think...
Wait, is this live?
Yes, it is. Do you think this theme of portraying Marxism in cartoons followed through to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with where the April O'Neil is the bitch Smurf? I forget what her name is. Smurfette?
Oh, yeah, like...
And Krang is
April
the Azrael.
No, she's a tech. April O'Neil's totally a tech. Like, she's, like, basically... teching those turtles.
Okay.
You know, she's like, you Ninja Turtles, you need to do this, yo.
Sure.
And, like, she's just teching them. Like, Tekken or something. I never watched Tekken, but I would assume that that's where the etymology of it is.
Tekken is a video game? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
it's a cartoon or something.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like, later, yeah.
Oh, it became a cartoon. They made a cartoon out of Tekken? What does it involve?
Like,
just standing behind a fat Asian with
now,
quarters
now
and waiting to play?
Tekken me. Oh, I don't need to be teched anymore.
Yeah. I remember that Tekken was very hard to remove Asians from the game, like the arcade game. Like, they were incredible at it.
Asian people, man. Like, they're close to my heart.
Aren't they?
Like, yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah, and, you know, they're great. I don't know what else to say about Asians. I really have nothing.
Yeah.
Except that they're terrible drivers, but that goes without saying.
I guess that could be funny for a television show.
I guess it could be. Or maybe if I said it in a British accent, it would be awesome.
I was fucking terrible drivers, man. I was like fucking rotten in this ride.
and I was taking a right, and she put one left, and I was like, I'm in America.
So, now, J. Mark Inman, I gotta say, you know, you are a bit of an oddball, I want to say. And I don't mean that in a negative way. What?
Rolling Stone said that about me, too. Oddball, yeah.
You were mentioning Rolling Stone, is that right?
I guess so. My name was there, yeah.
And they called you an oddball.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that, actually. I don't mind being an oddball, you know?
I mean, but that's kind of what is making a lot of people a fan of you. That you are different. I think so. I mean, I've seen a lot of comments on some of your YouTube videos where people are expressing their enthusiasm for what you're doing.
That's cool.
Yeah. Do you have anything?
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm dying now. So, like, maybe I am. I don't know.
You don't feel like you're dying? Like, you think when you're dying, that means that you're truly making it? Is that what it is?
No, I'm afraid that, like, I'm being killed slowly and that, like, this has all been just, like, some joke on me, like, because for whatever reason, I don't know. I don't really have guilt, but I have, like, that Catholic sense of guilt, you know what I mean?
Are you Catholic?
I was, yeah, I am. I am Catholic, universal, you know, Unitarian Catholic.
Okay.
You know, like, I don't really try to Catholicize myself like that or catechize or make myself catatonic or anything like that. I'm not really a cat person except for dogs, but yeah. I like moving away from that topic a bit.
Yeah.
But I'm not really that religious.
Okay. That's fine. Can I ask you, do you believe in the afterlife?
I'm not sure.
Good. Good answer. Frank, do you believe in an afterlife?
I don't know.
Frank, do you pray?
Shut up, you idiot.
What was that? Frank was telling me a story today. J-Mark. Can I call you just Jay or Mark? Like, because I have.
If you wanted to just do like one syllable, Mark is probably better.
Okay, because I have trouble coming up with like I had a professor called named L. Thorne McCarty, and I didn't know what the fuck to call him other than professor.
Oh, you can call me professor too if you want.
I'll call you professor. That's easiest.
Cool.
So professor, Frank was telling me a story today that I guess your kids were. Inquiring about spirituality or so, to some extent, Frank. What were they asking you?
They just asked me if I prayed or not.
No, why would they ask you? Do they pray?
They pray, yeah.
Okay.
If I pray, and I don't really pray, but I said I pray.
Andy Daypray, who was in my band as a bassist for the band called Greatest Human.
Andy Daypray?
Yeah.
Oh, does he only pray during the day?
I'd like to give a shout out to my friend George Shee
Scott?
From Lafayette, Indiana.
George C.
George C.
Anybody else that you know?
There's a bunch, but I'm just thinking of people that I need to shout out.
Were you ever in a fist fight?
I kind of missed, and he missed, and then it became a wrestling match.
Do you want to give a shout out to the guy you got into a wrestling match with?
Sure, Jeff LaPointe.
Jeff what? LaPointe?
Yep.
What are you doing now, Jeff LaPointe? Your boy was on TV. Okay, you're fucking pumping gas and sucking jelly out of donuts.
I don't know what he's doing, man.
I guarantee. Right. I saw him. He was fucking pumping gas and eating donuts. And you know what? He tried to wrestle a dude and he totally lost. Jeff LaPointe, sucking
Maybe
shit.
Maybe he's Jacob.
Jacob LaPointe, his brother.
Give a shout out to my friend Jacob
Mark,
Nunley,
Mark.
Who committed suicide.
Who committed suicide?
3 years after my friend Jacob Nunley.
Oh.
Committed suicide about 3 or 4 years after I graduated high school.
Meeting you.
Mark,
fucking with you.
Let me ask you a question about some of the other contestants on this program. Were there anybody that were just dicks?
Not to my recollection.
Did you did you come up with any friendships?
Oh wait, yeah, there was.
Who?
I don't know his name.
Is he in the finals now? Is he on TV now?
He was in a group. He was in one of the groups. It was like one of those things where, though, I kind of understand it because he was tired and I was tired and we just had two completely different opposite takes on what would help us in that moment.
Oh, because you partook in the group thing, right? Is that what the second round or something?
No, this would have been during boot camp, but, you know, I don't really know. If it was on TV or not.
You were in boot camp, right? The first round of boot camp?
I was playing piano in during the boot camp session, and one of the guys in one of the groups basically came up to me, and he's like trying to get me to call him the N-word, and I wouldn't.
You should have just explained what the fourth floor of a building is.
Ignorance with the 14th floor.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not what my grandma didn't know about that.
Well, when
yeah, I'm more about the 13th floor not being there.
Who are you pushing for now? I think that you said somewhere the Brewer Boys, right?
No, I like the Brewer Boys. Actually, I would push for them, to tell you the truth. If they won, I would be very happy for them and glad for them. I haven't heard them sing yet, but just their personalities were enough for me to just hope for them.
The prize is $5 million. Is that – they give you a check for $5 million, or is that like a recording contract or something like that?
It's a contract.
I see.
Well, obviously, you know, being on the show even, you know, despite getting kicked off – is going to be a bolster to your music career. You're going to obviously get more attention from it. I wish you all the best with it. I really do. Are you on the? Do you have a website that we can plug? Do you have anything that we would like to encourage?
You know, I'm basically just my YouTube page and by my. I mean, I do have jmarkinman.com, but it's mostly like a science blog right now because I do math and science too.
Okay.
You know, when I was younger, I used to live on a street, and it intersected with a street called Inman Avenue. So just let you know.
Interesting. Very interesting. That's things that we don't know about Frank that we uncover every week.
Yeah. And where did Frank go?
What do you mean, where did he go?
Oh, I thought I heard both of you talking at the same time.
No. Frank wouldn't do that. Frank, oh,
okay.
Frank,
I know better.
He does. He does. Yeah. He's been yelled at many times.
Yes.
I was really expecting this to be a prank on me, and I really want to thank you guys.
I also would appreciate an apology from you.
No, I'm not. What do you think we were going to – I don't understand what you thought we were going to prank. What were we going to what's the prank?
I don't understand. I assumed that, and that's definitely my hubris there, okay? So I'm just going to say that. I take ownership over the fact that I thought you guys were going to be mean to me. And that
yeah, but that's not a way to go. That's not a way to go through life and to you know kind of encourage people to enjoy you. It's just how that's how it's been. You've been kind of lured into embarrassing situations.
Yeah.
What's the most embarrassing moment you've had in your life?
Oh, you're luring me, but maybe I'll see if I can think of something.
I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not. I'll share mine.
Yeah. No. I know. I'm going to see if I can think of something. I don't really. I've just been mostly embarrassed most of my life.
So Jay, when you first came on with us,
Frank, what the fuck are you doing right now?
I apologize.
What are you doing? I just asked him a question. No, he says I'm thinking of an answer. Well, you fucking jump in.
I thought while he was thinking, I could say something. But let's wait and let him think.
He's thinking of his embarrassing moment. You fucking bald bastard.
So maybe he'll help me.
Well, have you ever, I don't know, been shamed?
You're not Frank.
Have you ever been publicly shamed?
I think I have been.
Well, give me an instance of that.
It was nothing for anything wrong. That's what pisses me off about all of them.
Well, no. What made you ashamed?
Yeah. You know what? The only one that comes to mind, and this is going to be so stupid sounding, because it's really nothing.
Sure.
That time I was, like, in the first grade, my first grade teacher, Mrs. Forsyth, she pretty much just, like, caught me blowing bubbles.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, like I'm like with my mouth.
Yeah.
And she said, spit bubbles. That's so cute. And she said it in front of the entire class.
Oh.
I remember when you were a baby and you were doing that, and I was like,
Yeah, see, that's pretty fucking embarrassing because, like, something in first grade can evolve into legend by the time senior year comes about. Oh, Frank, are we keeping you awake? You fuck?
No,
sleep apnea having motherfucker?
I only got 2 hours of sleep yesterday, my friend.
Yet? Has someone made the time machine yet? Because maybe this happens in about 500 years. Who amongst you are time travelers?
Frank is.
Okay.
He comes from a time where people don't care about how their hair look. They burn it off of their scalps.
So that's probably why he's so fat.
Holy shit. Why? Can I ask you why you're coming at Frank so hard about his appearance?
Because I like him and I think he takes it.
I don't think he does. Frank, how does that make you feel?
I'm a little insulted because I was nothing but nice to this gentleman. I asked him to be on the show, and he's over here mocking me, and I'm very hurt.
Are you really? What gave you the... you don't sound hurt.
No, I hide it. I'm on the outside, I hurt on the inside.
I will apologize to you, Frank.
He hides it under his large shirts.
I wasn't always overweight, my friend. I was thin like you at one time.
It was the medicine that did it to him.
Yeah, no, if you want to know something, Mark, if you want to be honest.
I'm hearing this other guy, DJ Turnstile.
That's hilarious, actually. You should write that down. You know what? Put that in the thank you section of your new album.
I don't remember what that is.
No one else will either.
Album? What's an album?
Okay. Awesome. So, great. Thank you very much, buddy. I appreciate you being real with us for a little bit, at least.
Hey, you're welcome. And thank you for having me on. I'm glad that this wasn't the KKK or something, because I thought that might have been who you were.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the KKK.
And I was really happy that you were nice to me, and I'm sorry if I did offend you at any point.
To be perfectly honest, that nothing you could do or say would offend me.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I could say the same, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, Frank is deeply hurt because you assaulted offended. Him at least four times about his weight.
Three times, actually. But
I know,
anyway.
I know. Oh no. Well, anyway, thanks for letting me play guitar and
sure.
Thanks for letting me talk, and yeah, maybe I'll meet you guys in real life.
I don't think that's going to happen. To be perfectly honest.
No.
I mean,
live in Massachusetts. Yeah. We're in Jersey.
I was in Jersey not so long ago.
Well, to be on a goddamn TV show, that's right. Yeah, we're not going to Newark. Are you kidding me?
Right. You should. You know what? How about this? If I play a show in New Jersey, will you go to it and then
absolutely.
Like, say who you are?
Oh,
like,
absolutely. 100%. You know, to be honest, if we
forget your first names.
That's okay. You don't need to know my first names or anything about me. if we have another Hear Us Talk event, as we've been known to have on a semi-annual basis,
would you do your rendition of Creep?
Would you be or whatever you want to do? I don't care. Would you perform?
Yeah, I'll sing a song. Yeah, or I'll if I do live, I'll do it live in your studio or something.
Oh,
I don't think you'll do it. No. We'll have a venue outside of the studio.
You can always play recordings of my stuff.
Oh yeah, always.
You know, you guys are on radio, and you're pretty much just like only have like 100 YouTube hits or something. So, just like
that's hilarious.
Just like if you want to listen to it, or it's just Opie and Anthony, that's cool too.
What? I don't get what you're saying.
What?
Who the hell is Opie and Anthony?
Is this Howard Stern? What?
Do you enjoy Opie and Anthony and Howard Stern?
You know, I really do.
Oh, that's good.
And I haven't listened to him in a long time because I haven't had Radiohead. I haven't had radio in my vicinity, especially not FMX.
Satellite.
Satellite, thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
And so I haven't had satellite, so I really haven't really been able to listen to the radio the way I want to.
What is the way that you want to?
Yeah, how do you listen to it? I usually just put my head down and listen to it.
I would definitely have satellite radio if I could have it. And
why can't you have it?
I just don't have the money or the resources.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pry.
Thanks. No, it's okay.
Do you work?
Do you have a job, a regular job? Or?
Oh, no, man. So I'm lazy. I just like to fall and drink my Sierra Mist Naturals.
Yeah.
You know, it's like poured all over my
Can pork. I ask you about this voice? Do you normally do that when you deflect? Like when something gets a little too personal,
is that
what you do?
That's a really good psychological question, but no, I actually like enjoying it.
You like enjoying... Well, yeah, everybody likes enjoying things.
it's not really... I wouldn't call it a deflection, because I think the answer was hidden in it.
Yeah, but it's like you're being yourself, and then you're asked a question that you just kind of laugh off with somebody from the streets of Sussex.
Right. You know, I like it.
Good.
I like it.
Okay. Well, I think that we've done everything we want to do. And thank you for being real shitty with us. And thanks. Also, thanks for being you.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Take care of yourself.
Later.
Have a good day. That's J. Mark Inman. He's on Twitter. J. Mark Inman. That's J-M-A-R-K-I-N-M-A-N. And let me say, wow. Wow. Interesting, right, Frank? Can I just say interesting?
Yeah.
What would you describe it in a word? The experience of talking to J. Mark.
I don't know. I wanted to learn more about the whole process.
You're not going to get anything out of the guy.
That's the thing.
You can try and steer him and all that, but then you're just going to be talking to some fucking half sprung Cockney accent. That's really all it's going to be. And I don't know. He said something about Opie and Anthony. Like we're gonna. I don't even get it. I guess even to the end, he thought we were going to still fuck with him. I just don't fucking get it. I could not have been more straight with the guy, trying to just basically experience what it would be like to be a contest on a major show. And did you get the impression of what it's like to be a contestant on a show like that? No, I don't think I did.
I didn't. I wanted to get the whole. From beginning to end, and I was actually
because I guarantee if I spoke to a fucking drive-through cashier, I could get exactly what it's like to fucking be held up at knife point for fucking nugget sauce. Ask a gas station guy what it's like to work overnights. We could figure that out exactly. We could get the full experience and determine what that's like. And I mean, the most interesting of them all is contestant on a major show, and we couldn't get past this dude. Jamming on an out-of-tune guitar and fucking talking like, I guess, Ali G. Maybe something along those lines. I don't even know what voice he was doing.
I don't know.
Well, I wish him luck. And on October 31st, he's going to be releasing his song, I Have No Life. And that's a play on the thing that he exclaimed when he was basically cut from the show. He collapsed to his knees and screamed, I have no life. Well, I hope that's not true, because it doesn't seem like it, Mr. J. Mark Inman. Frank, how is it that we're so able to communicate with these people, to interview the most interesting people on the internet? How is it that we can be face-to-face with people, regardless of their location? Is there one tool that we can use
to make
it happen?
Yes, there is.
What is it?
That is the pioneer of internet chatware.
Are you referring to ICU2?
I am.
ICU2. That's ICU, the number 2.com. Go there. Download it. It's free to try. ICU2. Basically, you install it on your Windows PC. You plug your fucking webcam in. If it's not already built in, sometimes it's built in. Aim it at whatever it is you want to fucking horrify the people in the chat room with. And as you enter the room, they see you. You type, they see a screenshot at that exact instant. You see them. You're face-to-face with people from any place. Azerbaijan, Saudi Arabia, Iowa, Indiana, Newark, Chicago, Boston. Yes!
Chicago.
It's my kind
my
of town.
My kind of town.
That's right. ICU2.com. Frank, I got to say, I don't quite know what to make of this episode.
Well, when you figure it out, you let me know.
Well, I don't think I'm going to figure it out anytime soon. I really don't think I will.
All right.
Do you think we need the opinion of an expert?
Yes.
Well, I'll try it.
Chicago.
Would you like to ask this time?
Yes.
Okay. We got to know. Right?
Of course.
Jesus. You filing papers?
Maybe they close at 11.
It's 24 hours.
Oh.
This guy's nothing to do. He's playing fucking Fruit Ninja over the fryer. All right, fuck you. We had a fantastically horrible show. I already know it. We had an absolutely
Chicago.
Goddamn terrible show. But right. You know what? I had fun doing it. Did you have any fun, Frank?
I did, and that's all that counts.
That's right. I enjoyed it.
And now I'm going to go to bed.
Frank enjoyed it. Ugh. And you know what? It's good to enjoy things. That's what I've learned. Frank, thank you for being a part of the DJ New Style Show. Thanks. Do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, goodbye.
Thank you. Thanks go out to J. Mark Inman. That's J. Mark, MarkInman, on Twitter. He danced, he sang, he irritated the living piss out of us. J. Mark Inman. By the way, be sure to go to DJNewStyleShow.com, download everything we've ever done, subscribe to the podcast, and like us on Facebook. How can you do that? Well, you could be a good goddamn person and go to Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Thank you very much, and eat my shit. Eat my shit. Thank you. My shit. Miller High Light Life, everybody. If you have a stray can and you're curious, don't be.